All right, Dr. Honigman, I've been telling you all day and also as of yesterday and throughout last week that he would be here today. We're going to be talking about the adrenal gland and the nervous system. We all, you know, that flight or fight thing that we talk about all the time. Dr. Orbach discussing it last week. We're going to continue on that topic today, and it's going to be really interesting stuff. And if you're dealing with some of these issues, I'm going to teach you all about getting well naturally. We'd love to hear from you at 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KittyKittyRadio.com, or you can text us on the Red Automotive Line, the best deal in town. But before we get to the good doctor, don't forget Weiner Wellness Week. It is the fall fiesta, September 29th through October the 6th. September 29th through October the 6th. You can save as much as 30% on products, great speakers, delicious food. Mr. Nisnik's going to be there. Mr. Orbach, Joe's going to be there. So please make plans to be there. If you need any information, 412-922-WELL, Weiner, Weiner.com. So help me with my nervous system and my adrenal gland issues, because I've got both.
I will, Rob. But first, I'm going to just briefly introduce myself. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in to another edition of Get Well Naturally. I am your host, Dr. Joseph Honigman of the Weiner Wellness Center. As Rob said, Joe. So that's who it is. And our Greentree Crafton location is at 2419 Baldwick Road. Our phone number is 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-WELL. And our website is drweiner.com. And as Rob said, I'm happy to announce our Weiner Wellness Week Fall Fiesta begins Saturday, September the 29th, and lasts through Saturday, October the 6th. Our hours will be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8:30 to 6 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, both the first Saturday and last Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. So call our office at 412-922-9355 for more information and directions. You can also visit our website at drweiner.com for a listing and times of all of the free workshops that will be available. So come join us. Join us for this free event and enjoy our free workshops. Enjoy our free samples, the free all-you-can-eat vegan buffet, the free supplement advice, and the very substantial discounts on all of our very high-quality natural supplements. Most, the vast majority, will be at a 30% discount. If you have not yet experienced Weiner Wellness Week, I highly recommend that you plan on attending. You will be glad you did. Many of our patients and customers have been coming for years. In addition, you will be able to ask our health experts about the choice of your supplements, and the advice is, of course, free. So come and take advantage of this wonderful event, and be sure to say hi to me, Dr. Honigman. I will also be available to help you with your choices. Also, I will be doing two free workshops this event on Friday, October the 5th, from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. I will teach you how to boost your body's ability to detox itself naturally. So boost your body's ability to heal itself through detoxification will be from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday, October the 5th, and on Saturday, October the 6th, 11 a.m. to noon. My topic will be Lyme disease. Lyme disease will be my topic on Saturday, October the 6th, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. And I know many of you will have questions about these very two important topics, so I will be sure to make myself available after the talk to answer any of your concerns. Now, today, we are talking about stress and its relationship with the adrenal glands, and I'm going to start with some very good news. All of the supplements that I will be talking about will be on sale at that 30% discount during Fall Fiesta. So let's begin with a definition of stress. I'm sure there are others, but I like this one. Stress is a feeling of mental, emotional, or physical tension. Mental, emotional, or physical tension. It can come from any event that makes you feel frustrated, angry, nervous, or scared. And the source of stress can be external, such as trouble with your children or money problems. It can be internal, such as problems with breathing, However, a stressful situation, whether it's external or internal, can trigger a cascade of stress hormones and a combination of reactions known as the fight or flight response, because it evolved as a survival mechanism, enabling us to react quickly to life-threatening situations, such as being confronted by a dangerous animal, including other humans. Now, the stress response begins in the brain. It begins right in our brain. Our senses send information to the amygdala. You don't have to remember that name, but it's kind of cool. Amygdala. It's an area of the brain that interprets emotions and instantly sends a distress signal to the hypothalamus, which is like a command center. The hypothalamus is our command center. And the hypothalamus then activates both a particular nervous system called the sympathetic nervous system and the pituitary gland known as the master gland, which activates the adrenal glands, resulting in an increase in adrenaline, otherwise known as epinephrine, and cortisol, sometimes called the stress hormone in biology. For those of you who are interested, the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal connection is often referred to as the HPA axis. So now if you ever hear that term, HPA axis, you know what we're talking about. We're talking about the hypothalamus, the command center, activating the pituitary, the master gland. And now that master gland can activate several different several different endocrine glands. In this case, it's activating the adrenal glands, and that's why it's called the HPA axis.
All right, listen, we're going to go to break, but I do have a Dollar Bank Instant Access question. Totally different topic, but I know you can do this for this wonderful listener. I didn't want to make this person wait. So here's the question. Plantar fasciitis, all of the stretching, rolling the tennis ball, icing, none of it's working. Help, Doc. What can you do? And we'll take a break after you answer that question. Go ahead.
All right. So if you're doing all of the stretching and you're stretching your calves right? That's extremely important. There's at least two wonderful ways to stretch the calf muscles, because sometimes those muscles are pulling on the fascia. So if you're doing that and that's not working and you're getting your feet adjusted and that's not working, I highly recommend that you make an appointment to see our muscle therapist, Adam, who works with plantar fasciitis all the time and gets very good results. So it would be a combination of getting the muscles worked on, the trigger points in the calves, the trigger points in the heel and other related areas. Get those worked on. Adam is absolutely amazing at doing this.
For anyone who would like to follow up by calling the Weiner Wellness Center, here's that number. Call and make an appointment. Become one of their patients. That list continues to grow because of their success. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL.
I'm going to make one more suggestion. We have a CBD cream that may also be useful to you because it's anti-inflammatory in nature, and you can put it right on the area that's bothering you.
All right, we'll come right back. Stay with us. Get Well Naturally continues on KDK Radio in Moments. Good afternoon. Again, if you have a question, you can call in at 866-391-1020 or Dollar Bank Instant Access, kdkradio.com. And as our last listener did, you can text us via the Wright Automotive Line, the best deal in town. Doc, go right ahead.
Okay, so we left off with me talking about this hypothalamus pituitary adrenal connection known as the HPA axis. And I was talking about the fight or flight response, that it begins with the amygdala. That's the portion of your brain that interprets emotions, sending that signal to the hypothalamus, the command center, which then sends it to the pituitary, your master gland, which then sends a signal to the pituitary gland to release cortisol, but at the same time, the sympathetic nervous system is also firing. So what does the sympathetic nervous system have to do with this? We're going to go over all of this, and I promise by the end, this will all make sense to you. The sympathetic nervous system functions like a gas pedal in a car. Okay, in this situation, that's what we're going to think. There's so many more things. But right now, we're just going to think of it as a gas pedal in a car. So when you need to get things done, it triggers the fight or flight response, providing the body with a burst of energy so that it can respond to a perceived danger. Remember, we're talking about fight or flight. The pedal is to the metal, so to speak. Now, all of these changes happen so quickly that people aren't aware of them. In fact, the wiring is so efficient that the amygdala, remember, that's the portion of the brain that interprets the emotions, and the hypothalamus, our command center, starts this cascade even before the brain visual centers have had a fully chance to process what is happening. That is why people are able to jump out of the way of an oncoming car before they even think about what they are doing. Can you imagine if you had to think about it? Oh, a car is coming at me. I think I may need to jump out of the way. Probably not going to be able to work, right? Yeah, no, well, you know, probably going to get
walking
hurt.
And chewing gum is tough enough for me, Doc.
Yeah, so, no, this happens so quickly. We don't have to think about it. You know, the instincts just take over. We call it instincts. And we just jump out of the way. The bottom line is that our bodies respond with that burst of adrenaline that everybody knows about. But remember, adrenaline is also called epinephrine. You'll see those two words used interchangeably. And that's going to increase our heart rate, pushing blood to the muscles, to our heart, and to our other vital organs. Of course it's going to do that. We need to get oxygen. We need to get our fuel to those areas. Our breathing becomes more rapid, right? Adrenaline. Our breathing becomes more rapid, airways in the lungs open, wide, to take in more oxygen to our brain to increase mental alertness. Now, will that help if we're in the middle of a battle or running away from a wild animal? Yeah, we want to be mentally alert. We want to have that oxygen flowing all over. We want to have a source of fuel to our muscles. All of that's very important.
So brain fog is a bad thing.
Brain fog, you're not going to survive.
You got to be looking more than the clouds in this world, right?
Yeah, you have to hope that you don't have to think about it, that this system has kicked in, even though you have brain fog and you are jumping out of the way or running away as quick as you can. Now, in fight or flight mode, now we're talking fight or flight mode now, right? We're talking fight or flight mode. What happens is cortisol is released very shortly thereafter. It's the main stress hormone. And its role in our normal activities of living is so important that we would die without it. That's how important cortisol is. But in fight or flight, cortisol prepares the body by supplying it with glucose. That's our fuel, an immediate energy source to our large muscles so we can run or fight. And it narrows arteries while epinephrine increases heart rate, forcing the blood to pump harder and increasing blood pressure. Now, after the threat is over, what's supposed to happen is the parasympathetic nervous system acts like a brake. The sympathetic nervous system was the pedal. The parasympathetic nervous system is the brake. It promotes the rest response, actually the rest and digest response, right? So you have to be in a relaxed, focused state of mind to digest your food properly. You're not really caring about digesting your food if you're running away from a tiger. You're more concerned about not being lunch than digesting your lunch. So, unfortunately, the body can overreact to stressors that are not life-threatening. The long-term effects of chronic stress can result in an overstimulation of the sympathetic nervous system and our adrenal glands, and the consequences of chronic stress can even be deadly. It can kill you in a moment. An example is stress cardiomyopathy, a spontaneous weakening of the heart that predisposes victims to arrhythmia and even sudden cardiac death. It doesn't happen often, but it happens. I've had two patients come up to me, tell me that it was either a relative or a friend that actually happened to. Now, the stressors can be emotional or physical. These are the ones that most of us are familiar with. Some examples include a divorce or a breakup, subjected to physical or emotional abuse or trauma, financial distress, family difficulties, feeling pressured or unhappy at school or work. Concerns about money, the economy, and work rank as the top sources of stress for Americans. And what are the effects of sustained cortisol when chronically stressed? Are you tired yet wired? Do you have difficulty calming down? Do you get a second wind at bedtime?
Why do you keep looking at me the whole time you're saying this stuff? By the way, if you do want to talk to Doc, call us. We have some calls coming in. We'll get to some of them in the next segment. 866-391-1020. Go ahead.
All right. So that is definitely a signal that you may be under chronic stress with the sustained cortisol release. Do you have difficulty falling or staying asleep? What about a little bit of fat around the baseline? An expanding waistline? Absolutely a sign. You may notice an increase in blood sugar. Because remember, cortisol is actually what they call glucocorticoid. So it's actually releasing blood sugar. It's actually breaking it down from the liver. But anyway, this can result in prediabetes, even diabetes. Even a small increase in cortisol can raise blood sugar and increase insulin resistance. And of course, there can be anxiety, irritability, brain problems, including memory lapses, thyroid resistance. I could do a whole show on that, but just remember.
And also, too, personal function, emotional issues, but more importantly, bad habits. Like, I'm a stress eater. I know when I get nervous, I eat. These are other reasons why, as the old saying goes, stress can't kill you unless you do something about it.
And guess what I was going to say next, Rob?
What?
It can increase indigestion and reflux. So stress increases indigestion.
That's why they have the purple
pill. Who knew, right? Right. Stress increases indigestion. Of course it does.
Especially when you're being chased by a tiger.
Especially if you're being chased. Well, if you're being chased by a tiger, you're not even worried about it. You don't have time for that at that moment. That's when you want that adrenaline. But you can't eat as if you're being chased by a tiger. You're not going to digest your food properly.
All right, let me get to the break here. And we've got Joe and Swickley. We'll talk to him in just a moment. If you have any questions, please call us. Now would be a great time. We have a few lines available. 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. And you can text us on the Red Automotive Line, best deal in town. Weiner Wellness Week, September 29th, October the 6th. Incredible savings, wonderful supplements, and yes, great speakers like this doctor and others. And more importantly, delicious vegan food. Doesn't get any better. drweiner.com, 412-922-WELL. We'll be back. Good afternoon. Dr. Hottingman is here until 2 o'clock again. Weiner Wellness Week, Fall Fiesta, 412-922-WELL, September 29th through October the 6th, drweiner.com. Let's take this call in Swickley, and then we'll get back to more on what he's discussing, the nervous system and how it affects the adrenal gland. So let's say hi to Joe, who joins us now on KDK Radio, Get Well Naturally. Good afternoon, Joe. How are you? Welcome to the radio station.
I'm fine, thank you.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. Doctor, I just have a quick question. What are your and your colleagues' views on vaccines?
Okay, I cannot speak for my colleagues. I can speak for myself. And what you have to consider with vaccination is the amount of different chemicals that are going in to a very young child in a very short period of time when their immune system is just forming. I mean, from a logical point of view, that just can't be good to have that many vaccines in such a short period of time. Honestly, it just doesn't make sense. What I recommend is watching a video called Vaxxed D. Now, I've seen it on Netflix, and it may still be on Netflix. It may also be on Amazon Prime. I'm not sure, but I viewed it last on Netflix. You can also actually purchase it at our office. So you could call 412-922-9355 and get a lot more information about vaccinations as well. So that's what I would recommend. Watching the video, Vaxxed, call our office at 412-922-9355, and we can send out more information about it.
All right, listen, before you get back to more of our discussion and that solution, you have been doing this a long time, and you have an incredible resume, and I know you're very humble at what you do, but just kind of take it, and we're going to talk more about this next week, and why, you know, from what we're talking about here to traditional chiropractic, this guy, they do it all. And what's great about the Weiner Wellness Center, with himself, Mr. Nisnik, and of course, Mr. Orbach and Adam, we've been talking about. It's one size fits all. So you're going to meet just about anything that you need to get well naturally there. So that's why 412-922-WELL, I highly urge you to pick up the phone, say, hey, I'd like to become a patient with Joe, obviously. It's a great opportunity for you to seize the moment, and you definitely want to be a part of it now because of the Weiner Wellness Week coming up on September 29th. But a little bit of your background, for some people who may be listening for the first time, and there's always new listeners, and then we'll get back to our topic and the solution. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to make a brief. Week after week, I talk about my credentials. So I'm going to skip that. I'll go over my credentials at another time. Basically, I'm a doctor of chiropractic. I've got 26 plus years experience. I also hold a master of public health degree from the University of Pittsburgh. I've been doing this a long time. But what happens if you come to see me? Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to determine the root cause of the problem. I'm going to help the body repair itself. So I can use just one technique, many techniques to do this. So we design the plan, we remove any obstacles, and then we provide the right building blocks. I begin with by taking a history, a full history, because we can get a lot of insights just by listening to what other healthcare providers have done for you and what you've done on your own. After that, now we can decide whether or not we want to do some conventional or functional lab testing, because that can provide a lot more valuable information. Now, most people are familiar with conventional lab testing. That's like getting a complete blood count. However, functional medicine is not as common, and that's more personalized when we look into the actual systems that are responsible for our overall health. So we may examine blood, stool, urine, or saliva to look for patterns of imbalance to get to the root cause. An example might be getting a stool analysis, right? Okay, and that's not something that you're going to normally get at at your PCP, because we're going to determine the health of your gut, microorganisms that live there, the good bacteria. So we can actually measure many different varieties of the types of bacteria that are living in your gut to see if they're in the right proportion, or if you have enough or too much. And that's extremely important to your overall well-being. Another example is we can do lab testing on food sensitivities, not allergies. So these are examples of that. Now, I also utilize muscle testing. So say, you know, we do a history and we figure out this is your problem. Now, we have a choice of supplements from different name brands. Well, one may be more in tune with your energy pattern. We use muscle testing at that point as a feedback tool, a biofeedback tool, to detect energy insufficiencies and energy imbalances that may be contributing. So this is a good place to help us determine where to begin and which supplements to use. So we do a full history. I can do different types of lab testing, both conventional lab testing, like a complete blood count, or we can measure your thyroid. Actually, I do a better lab panel for your thyroid than you would get at a conventional medical doctor's office, unless it's actually someone who specializes in it. And then after we've done the testing, if necessary now, not everybody's going to require this. I'm a detective. Sometimes I can figure it out just as soon as you walk through that door. Other times we may need to do a little bit more. But now here's the deal. What I'm doing is I'm listening to both your educational intelligence, both the educational intelligence. I'm going to get that educational intelligence through our history, through the different types of testing, conventional, functional lab testing, and I'm going to listen to your inner intelligence, your innate intelligence, and that is the muscle testing. And then we can more effectively determine what is best for you as a unique individual. In addition, which I didn't mention, I'm a chiropractor with over 26 years of clinical experience, and that's an easy thing for me to deal with. I can determine the cause of your musculoskeletal problems using both orthopedic and chiropractic assessment. Treatment may include spinal and extremity adjusting, and also myofascial trigger point therapy. I'm also certified in exercise rehabilitation and spinal stabilization, which are basically techniques to improve your core musculature. So in summary, I can use a variety of methods to discover the underlying root causes of your condition. And then we may use muscle testing to actually develop the supplement protocol for you. So,
it works.
Let's put it this way. If you need lab testing, conventional or functional, I can do that. If you need me to review previous labs that you've got, I can do that. If I have to address neuromusculoskeletal problems and you need to get chiropractic care, I can do that. What about nutritional and lifestyle counseling? That's what's on my card. I can do that. And if we need to do muscle testing to choose the right supplement, we can do that. And if I need to review your supplements to make sure you're taking the right ones in the right amounts, I can do that as well.
Listen, that's why you need to call. Say you want to become one of his patients. You can do it now. They're there. The number is 412-922-WELL. And when we come back, what he can do because of these nervous issues that affect the adrenal gland, he's going to spend the entire final segment talking about that. If you have any questions, now is the time to call 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. Weiner Wellness Week, next weekend, drweiner.com, September 29th through October the 6th. Don't you dare miss it. Back with more in a moment. Good afternoon. We're back with our remaining moments. It is Get Well Naturally, nervous system and how it affects your adrenal gland. Now, this is what they're doing, and this is what he is doing every day at the Weiner Wellness Center. Doc.
Okay, now I'm going to blow through this because there's a lot of information, but I think it's worth it. Look, this is important. Do not forget, an impaired immune system can result from prolonged stress. So your immune system can be weakened. After a few hours, if the stressor doesn't go away, high levels of cortisol and activity of our sympathetic fight or flight nerves will directly suppress our killer T cells. Since the killers are the most important for fighting viruses and infections from bacteria, the first thing noticed might be we begin to get sick more frequently. I could have just said, after a few hours, if the stressor does not go away, the first thing we might notice is that we get sick more frequently. Okay, that's the bottom line. Now, that brings us to low cortisol. Low. What happens if this continues for a long period of time? It drains the adrenal glands. This is the exhaustion phase. I'm going to go through this quick. What are the stressors? Well, they're the same as before, only they're going on forever. You're still, totally stressed out about a divorce or a breakup. Financial distress just keeps on going. Family difficulties, etc. What are the most common complaints of adrenal fatigue? What separates it? A lot of them are going to be the same. For example, you're still going to have increased tension and irritability and feeling stressed out most of the time. You're still going to get that weight gain around your belly. But now you might have low blood pressure instead of high blood pressure. Now you're tired when you wake up, even if you get 7 or more hours of sleep. Even or more. And the brain fog, that's even worse. All right. So what can we do about adrenal dysfunction? Why not learn a different response to the stressor? Remember, all this began because of the interpretation of events as stressful, which includes any event that makes us feel frustrated, angry, nervous, or scared. So how do we deal with that? How do we change that? How do we help our amygdala, that portion of our brain that interprets the events, to interpret it in a different way? Your body can learn a different kind of a response. You can maintain a balanced inner world. Let's start with a mind-body connection. Have to mention these because it's important. Try diaphragmatic breathing. Simply by breathing deeply into our belly at a slower rate, we send signals to the brain that the threat is over. And the parasympathetic nervous system, the relax and digest part, starts to reverse the changes brought about by the fight or flight response. Remember, the parasympathetic nervous system acts like a brake. Schedule in a time to relax. Very important. I love my park. Exercise 30 minutes a day. Try some yoga, Tai Chi, some positive affirmations. They work. Now let's discuss some of my favorite supplements to help with stress and adrenal dysfunction. And remember, all of these supplements will be on sale at 30% off at the Wino Wellness Fiesta, which begins Saturday, September the 29th and lasts through Saturday, October the 6th. Our number to get more directions, to get more information, is 412-922-9355. Now, the first two that I'm going to talk about help you learn a different response to the stressor. I take both of these. True confessions. Not all the time, but I take them for sure. L-theanine. L-theanine promotes a focused and relaxed state of mind without drowsiness. And it promotes concentration. Calm day. Both of these are nutritional frontiers. Promotes a sense of well-being and calm. Now, wouldn't it be nice to have a focused, relaxed state of mind without drowsiness and go through the day with a sense of well-being and calm? It's not as simple as taking these two supplements, but they do help. Adrenamax. Okay, this is for the adrenal glands. Those two, along with the other suggestions that I made, you know, about learning how to diaphragmatic breathe, you know, meditation, just deep breathing, affirmations, yoga, etc. Okay, along with the L-theanine and the calm day, help us respond different to the stressor. Adrenamax is going to help nourish our adrenal glands, which have been overtaxed. There are many effective herbs in Adrenamax. They've traditionally been used to help with both hyper and hypofunction. They do both. Hence, they're called adaptogens. They will adapt to whether or not you are in a hyper state or a hypofunction, your burned out state. So it's designed to support adrenal gland function, stress management, energy levels, the immune system, and healthy cortisol levels. Next, maca root, M-A-C-A, maca. This is a pure encapsulations product. The others are nutritional frontiers. Research has shown maca to have beneficial effects on cortisol regulation and blood sugar. It allows more efficient uptake of hormones into our cells, increasing the effectiveness. So if you suffer from adrenal fatigue and have low hormone levels, maca helps your body to make the most of those low hormone levels. Super B Complete. Because it contains the most biologically active forms of many B vitamins, that's nutritional frontiers, and B vitamins, of course, are essential in varying quantities throughout the entire adrenal cascade, as is vitamin C. So we're offering a buffered vitamin C, which is going to be easier in your gut. It's non-acidic. It should be well tolerated. And vitamin C during stress is rapidly used up. We have just a few more to go. Omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids are the ultimate brain foods to both nourish and protect our neurons and glial cells. Those are the support cells. These fatty acids have the potential to improve overall brain function. What about magnesium? I recommend it for everything. Pretty much everything. If you listen, whenever you hear me talk, I'm always recommending magnesium. In this case, I'm recommending magnesium glycinate. That happens to be a Metagenics product. The buffered C and the omega-3s are nutritional frontiers. Magnesium glycinate has been shown, especially the glycinate part, has been shown to have calming and cognition-enhancing properties. And of course, magnesium deficiency is very common. And finally, sleep time. 5-HT contains 5-HTP, which is a precursor to serotonin, and that helps regulate our body's sleep and wake cycle. Now, I have to mention that Calm Day cannot be used with benzodiazepines like Valium, and it sleep time cannot be used with benzodiazepines or serotonin reuptake inhibitors that are used for depression. So if you're taking something like Prozac or Lexapro, you cannot take this product. But I've used Sleep Time and it works. Now that wraps up some of my favorite supplements to help deal with stress. And remember, all these supplements will be on sale for Fiesta at a 30% discount. So come join us for this free event. Enjoy our free workshops, our free samples, our free all-you-can-eat vegan buffet, our free supplement advice. And don't forget to come to my workshops. which will be Friday and the last Saturday. One will be boost your body's ability to detox, to heal itself through detoxification. And the second one on Saturday will be Lyme disease. So Fall Fiesta, it begins Saturday, September the 29th, and lasts through Saturday, October the 26th. What's more, this is your host, Dr. Joseph Honigman. And I hope to see you there. Come say hello. And by the way, all of the other workshops, they are fantastic. I've had people come in and sit through almost all of them. I had one patient come in 1,000 miles. And this is true, came in 1,000 miles. I did a hiatal hernia adjustment for her. Okay, it was what she came out. She was thrilled. She emailed me later, said it worked totally. She's not getting that reflux from before. And she said coming and staying for those workshops was totally worth it. She was so happy she came to the event.
Now, listen, you too can be a part of the event. It is the Weiner Wellness Week Fall Fiesta, September 29th through October the 6th. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL. And one more time, let me remind you, for everything that we discuss on the program and for everything about Weiner Wellness Week, coming up September 29th through October the 6th, Fall Fiesta. So simple. It's so interactive. You'll see for yourself firsthand, drweiner.com, W-I-N-E-R.com, drweiner.com.